from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest in charge, Will Willanelle Willingham, alongside the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, as we take you up to 2 o'clock before we hand things over to Grant and Danny, who are going to be live on location out at Nats Park for the debut of 2023 number 2 overall pick Dylan Cruz. We'll talk all things Dylan Cruz coming up at noon. Right now, though, I want to continue to take your calls on what is more important. We heard from the managing partner yesterday of the Washington Commanders, Josh Harris, and he mentioned that the team was doing research on a potential name change. He also talked about the desire to get back to the old RFK location. As a Commanders fan out there, in 2024, what is more important to you? The Washington Commanders undergoing a third rebrand or the team playing their home ball back in the district at the old RFK site? We'll take your calls on that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Marco in Ohio. Wants to check in. What's going on, Marco?
Fellas, I'm going to throw kind of a curveball. I mean, either one of those things is
Marco?
With his arms folded like a statue of Socrates for the entire game, forgetting he has timeouts left and clock management. What I don't want is a defensive coordinator involved in politics and this and that and the other thing. What I don't want is 25 seconds left of the game, people wandering around and looking and not wondering what to do. I want to see people playing football, not missing tackles. And the last thing I don't want to see on defense is the word miscommunication, because 10 years of miscommunication on the back end has caused me to get gray hairs at a time when I should not be getting that. But if I had to pick exactly what I wanted, I guess playing at RFK would be a good deal.
All right. Appreciate the call. Bringing it strong. I think he said the main thing that I've been saying. Keep the main thing the main thing. Winning is ultimately most important. Mm-hmm. I think we all are on the same accord with that. But in terms of RFK versus a rebrand, what is more important to you? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Pat is in Potomac. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Pat.
So I think just like you guys, ultimately, I don't think that we're going to get back to RFK. I still think it's going to be over in Raljohn. But my thing is, I liked when somebody brought up across from National Harbor, just because you look into D.C., it's close to the airport, probably a little bit better traffic flow. Ultimately, I just want them to win, like I think you guys said. But one thing I want to point out about last night, and I know a lot of people probably weren't watching at this time, but at the very end of the game, when Martavis Bryant caught that touchdown, you saw Adam Peters hugging him on the sideline. And to me, that holds a lot of water with these people and these fans, because you haven't seen anything like that in a very long time out of this organization, and I think it shows progress. So I love the way that looks, and I just want to win this season. That's all I want. I think that's all we all want.
Yeah, we appreciate the call. Yeah. I will say this about what the last caller just mentioned, that being personable, having your executives be out in front, speaking more, being on the sideline, being engaged on game days, that's the stuff that people like to see. And he gave Martavis Bryant a big fat hug because of the story that Martavis Bryant has. For him to score that touchdown last night, I'll take it even a step further. One, says a hell of a lot about him. Now, he bodies up a guy that probably is going to be working FedEx in about a week or two. Yeah. But he scores a touchdown. What I liked about Martavis Bryant last night is his reaction on the Michael Wiley touchdown. He gets a block on the edge that springs that thing loose. He was more excited about that block than he was the touchdown reception.
It's a battle. It's about redemption. What this front office is showing is that they're human. And this man has been able to overcome demons and get his life together. Ricky Irvin is just coming by, Trojan, one of my favorite Trojan, just coming by to playing golf. He's got a heck of a golf game going, too, out here raising money. So that's what I like about him. If this is a story, if this is a story of redemption, it's a good one.
It is.
Yeah, exactly. Ricky Irvin, Commander's legend.
Bruins.
Over.
We go to. This is what happens when you go to class. Then you end up learning how to have occupation. This is what happens. This is what happens when we go through school, and what happens is that I know your fourth and fifth period at USC was film study, weightlifting.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with film study.
And you guys were awesome.
John Singleton, buddy.
And you were awesome. Yo, how you playing? I saw you chip right over there.
Man, you know
I saw that chip. I said, listen, you had a lot of power on that chip.
But look where we are, though.
I know.
We on that hill, and that's the only
that
way
you
can do
tough.
It. That was tough. Yeah. This is
you had the worst lie of the last five groups we've seen come up in here.
Is that right?
Yeah, because you guys were up top.
Yeah.
You were up top going, I'm just saying straight up. Yeah. That's golf. He don't understand the game.
But we partied, though.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about out here, man. Yeah. It's party.
Man, you guys having fun?
Heck of a time.
I'm having a ball, man. I don't get to see the young guy as much anymore. He's national now. Yeah,
Ricky,
he's on Infinity
Ricky, don't let
Network.
Him.
Yeah,
Ricky,
so
don't let him.
He's kind of outgrown us locally now. Yeah, so he's heard all over the nation
good
now.
Good seeing
so
you, though, man.
A lot of time for us.
Man, why would you want to be bigger? You know
right. And the sweet potato pies, too.
Yeah.
That he does.
Maple, lemon, orange, coconut.
We're going to strangle you. I'm telling you, what, are you going to track you down like a bloodhound?
You're not allergic to sweet potatoes, are you?
No.
Okay.
Do we look like you're allergic to anything? No, seriously. Why would you ask a man his size?
Listen. You see what I'm saying?
Why would you ask a man his size?
Ricky, hold on. Stop, Ricky. So we can do this for the people.
And you're a physical person.
So we can do this for the people. Size me up for the people. Because you know what people say when they see me for the first time? Doc tells people I weigh 700 pounds.
No, I don't. No, I said about 318.
He's not that. You look like you're about 250. What do you weigh?
Ricky.
So the lean 252.
Ricky. DLC.
What do you weigh?
I'm probably about 280.
Oh, for real?
Maybe about 275. 270
okay,
on a good day.
I can see
I might be 265 in the morning.
Can you believe anything he just said? Seriously. I guarantee you right now, and I'll put money on it. We put a scale for over there.
How much
now.
Money you want to put on it?
I'll give you $20 for every pound that he's under 300.
You know what?
Stupid.
We got to take a quick timeout. We come back, as we mentioned.
I'm just telling you.
Grant and Danny are going to be live on location out at Nats Park.
Now, he's down about 30 pounds.
For the debut.
So he's looking good.
Oh,
he's
he really
for
is.
The
he
debut
really
of number two
he's
overall pick, Dylan Cruz. We'll talk about some of the best debuts in D.C. sports history next on the Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.